KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us. Coming up later in the hour, we'll hear from Youth for Christ Military. And we'll also hear from Focus on the Family and their work on the sanctity of human life and how you can be a part of what's happening right here locally and connecting with Focus on the Family to do that as well. It is Veterans Day, and thank you to those who served our nation in our nation's armed forces. And I mentioned earlier, coming on the broadcast today, a dear friend to this ministry, Folds of Honor, here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico, led by the Quick family, that is Colonel Quick, retired USAF, and his bride, Pat, who he found this beautiful Air Force nurse and decided to stick with her for the rest of his life, right?
Colonel Quick? Fighter pilot and a nurse, it's a natural thing.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I so much appreciate not only the service you both gave to the nation, but what you've continued to do through Folds of Honor. And in a moment here, we're going to introduce you to a recipient of Folds of Honor and the work that they do. But and our audience, regular listeners, probably very familiar. But Colonel Quick, let's walk them through what exactly Folds of Honor is.
Folds of Honor was originated by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. He was a captain then in the Air National Guard in Tulsa, and had an experience witnessing the return of the remains of a soldier killed in Iraq. And that night on a ramp up in Michigan, where he's coming home from his second combat tour, he saw the family on the ramp, and it just really affected him. And the fact that the airplane he was waiting to leave on, nobody else was paying any attention to it. And he thought at that time, it's time to do something more for our families. And his concept developed into what the Folds of Honor is today, which is 38 chapters, the providing financial support for families of first responders now,
yeah,
and military families who have lost a family member, had one disabled. So we're sending the kids and the spouses to school, any level of schooling that they want to do and are qualified for, we'll provide the scholarships for that training.
Yeah, I mean, many of these families, of course, either losing the breadwinner or the breadwinner being in a place where they're, yeah, not being able to provide maybe as much as they would have been able to had they continued in their career in the service, you know, helping these families prepare for things that they can do to provide for themselves. But I've been to a handful of the events that are held annually, and as we get to that next year, I would strongly encourage our listeners to prayerfully consider their involvement with Folds of Honor and supporting our veterans and their families, and be involved in the local events. You do some fun things, getting out every year for a golf tournament and a nice Patriot dinner.
November 11th next year, actually. We have the date already, and that's the date of the Patriot dinner.
Okay.
And we'll have a number of our recipient families that would like to attend. They'll be there, and Rob and his family all come. It's been great having them there.
Well, I'll tell you, the gifts that are donated for that event, and they range, you know, from as far as affordability, but they are really some nice.
We have a live auction with at least 10 great things, and a silent auction, largely based upon the generosity and donations from our local small business.
Yeah.
Particularly veteran-owned businesses. They're always standing by to help us raise our funds for our scholarships.
Well, and if you're a small business that wants to participate in that way, make sure to reach out to Folds of Honor.
Yep.
Just do a search, Folds of Honor, New Mexico. You'll find the site here and connect with Colonel Quick and his team and be a part of that. It's a great evening. Actually, I was unable to attend this year, but look forward to that coming up November 11th. That'll be easy to remember.
Isleta Casino.
Yeah. Armistice Day, some of us still remember.
Armistice, yeah, I do. Yeah.
But of course,
Today's the 11th.
11-11.
Yeah. Day 11th. 11-11-11 Veterans Day.
That's right.
And you know, I was with a bunch of veterans earlier today. I just came from a lunch with a bunch of old guys like me that get together for lunch. And we were all kicking around. What's going on in the country right now for veterans?
Yeah,
I see more participants. Everybody was saying the same thing. I see more flags flying. You can look at recruitment levels in all the branches of the military, and they're higher than they've ever been. And
yeah,
people are signing up to serve our country, and it's a wonderful thing.
Well, I was telling your guest as we were walking in this last weekend, I was watching our vice president spend some time with some top Marines, including a couple of World War II veterans and I believe a Medal of Honor veteran. And in the studio with us, Captain Rob Bebo, formerly serving in the Marines, but correct me if I'm wrong. Now I was raised Air Force, once a Marine, you're a Marine.
Yeah, once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's right.
It never goes away.
That's
a title. Right. You earn it, and it's imprinted on your soul.
Yeah, and walking in, I know you didn't have a chance to get. I strongly encourage anyone who didn't see it to just do a YouTube search for the Vice President Vance's address to the Marines celebrating 250 years of service to our nation. So appreciate all that you've done, Rob, you and every Marine ever, and those who didn't make it home and those who did and those who continue to serve. But happy Veterans Day, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I appreciate you taking part of your day today to spend with us. Now, we brought in Rob. Rob, you're welcome to tell us as little or as much as you'd like to tell about your service. We brought you in. Colonel Quick invited you, I know, because you're one of the recipients of the benefits from Folds of Honor, and exactly, you know, what that means and what it's done in your life and with your family.
Yeah, sure. You know, and actually it's interesting. I was kind of, at least originally, somewhat begrudgingly a recipient of my family anyways, of the scholarship. So I'm a former Marine Corps infantry officer. I fought in Iraq. I was there in 2007 during the surge, and then I went back in 2008. Got wounded in September 30, 2008, just a routine patrol. Sandstorm sets in. We post up on this hilltop waiting for the sandstorm to settle. You can't really operate in a sandstorm. It's very dangerous for a whole host of reasons, but we wait for the sandstorm to pass on this hilltop, and once it does and we get, kind of authorized to continue with our mission, we're coming down off the hilltop and just, this blast. I remember seeing it. I never heard it. And when I came to, my life had changed completely and permanently. I served a total of 14 years in the Marine Corps. It was the only thing I ever wanted to do. When I was going through, I enlisted right out of high school, but I commissioned later on. And when I was going through college, I have an undergraduate in history, and a lot of my peers would be like, hey, what are you going to do with that when you get out of the Marine Corps? And I was like, I don't know, and I don't care. It was like Marine Corps infantry.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. And when I finally got out of the Marine Corps after getting wounded, I actually initially thought I was going to be very marketable, right? All that leadership and management experience, being combat wounded, there's often very good tax breaks for businesses to hire guys like us. And so I really thought I was going to be very marketable. And it turned out that I was not, it turns out that oftentimes people think that the skill set of the Marine Corps infantry is to carry heavy things and break other people's stuff.
Well, I'm hearing this from a bias because as I've hired people over the years, that shows up on a resume, I perk up a little bit.
Yeah, I think this was at a time where on the one hand, it's like you kind of want to be able to hire a veteran.
Yeah,
and on because there is that work ethic, right? Like we really do. We're workers, and I only hire veterans. I'll hire other qualified candidates, but I much prefer to hire a veteran, obviously. But the thing is, you're also dealing with the various hardships, right? How much time is this guy going to take off? If your veteran is missing a leg or has shrapnel migrating out of their body, or they've got severe PTSD and they need to go to therapy or something, it's hard to find meaningful, gainful, purposeful employment, particularly that matches the set of value, sense of value, towards yourself, the sense of purpose that you derive from service, right? Like service is based on a notion of sacrifice, nothing less than that.
Well, I mean, you're clearly a business owner here locally.
That's right.
Speak to the business owners that are listening and why they should consider, you're kind of headed down that road.
Yeah. So definitely kind of, take the opportunity, right? So, When you hire a guy that's been through something like combat, or honestly, just any veteran, even if they're not a combat veteran, you're getting somebody who knows how to solve problems. They can think on their feet. They do not need permission to figure out how to solve a problem. They will get it done. And, you know, something I tell my staff when I, you know, if I'm dealing with a well-intentioned mistake and it just goes bad and it costs me money, that's money I'm willing to spend.
It's actually an investment in the experience that they got from the experience.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the benefit has always, every time this has ever happened where I've lost money because somebody made a well-intentioned mistake, the lessons that we learned were far more valuable than the money that we spent on that lesson. So, you know, that right there is one thing. You're getting people who understand how to work. Yeah. They want to work. They want purpose.
And I'll tell you, as an Air Force brat, the discipline, and here's the other thing with me, every 3 years we're packing up and moving somewhere, and change doesn't freak me out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You won't get that with a veteran. You'll get somebody who actually probably thrives on it and they pursue it.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and to kind of bring this maybe back to the folds and demonstrate how important the
and we
folds
got about, is. We got about 3 minutes, but
I bet I could do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought I was going to be very, very marketable. I wasn't. And I ended up opening a Kung Fu school. That was a therapy that I had done was as an alternative therapy after I got wounded.
Nice.
And Pat Quick showed up in my office one day and basically was like, you know, she saw that I had a Purple Heart hanging on my wall and wanted to know whose it was. Once I explained it was mine, she pretty much begged me. I'm not even kidding. It wasn't begging, but she was relentless. Rob, apply for the scholarship. And, you know, when you're starting out in business, you're often not making much money. And when you leave the military, you go from a very predictable, understandable paycheck to, well, anything goes. And, you know, how you make your bread is going to be up in the air. And we ended up falling on kind of hard times because we couldn't quite make it work. And Folds of Honor stepped in and took over and gave us that scholarship. And we were able to keep our son in a school that he loves, Hope Christian Elementary, at the time. He's now a high schooler at Hope Christian.
Great.
And doing real well. Our kids work really, really hard academically because they understand that other people are sacrificing their treasure to help send them to school as a thank you for my service. And I think when I see that, it's on the one hand, I often feel unworthy, but secondly, I think it's about the most patriotic thing that this country is doing anywhere is to educate the children of people who were killed or wounded in combat or in service to their community. And that's a really remarkable thing. The nature of community is sacrifice. And that's what you're seeing with the Folds.
Well, and I want to direct our listeners to our website at klyt.fm. You can go straight to the Folds of Honor website, but it's always easy to find klyt.fm under organizations. You'll find Folds of Honor. We've got a hyperlink that'll send you right to Folds of Honor New Mexico, where you can find out more about the work they're doing and blessing families like the Bebos. Colonel Quick, as always, appreciate what you do here in our community in New Mexico, and what both of you guys have done for our nation. But we are out of time, and I want to obviously let you know. You know the door's always open.
I love it. It's great.
And
got a wonderful audience.
Please say hi to Pat for us.
I will.
Again, go to klyt.fm, go to organizations, Folds of Honor, and find out more. Guys, happy Veterans Day.
Thank you. Back at you.
All right. Appreciate you. Coming up, we'll jump into more information from a military chaplain that serves with the Youth for Christ military. That's on the way next on ABQ Connect.